day one of Project Voice Conference here in Chattanooga, and I am prepping for my talk that's on Tuesday afternoon. Do I keep it all buttoned up and information-driven, or should I show them who the real Amy is, like I do on this flash briefing occasionally? Before you try to appeal to an audience, bring down the wall of vulnerability. During my talk at Project Voice, I'm going to play examples of what makes a flash briefing appealing. And one of my four tips is to be vulnerable to build trust. To be vulnerable means to be emotionally open with the risk of being attacked because you are literally bringing down a wall that protects you. I'm sharing episode 365 from The Pitch with Amy Summers to demonstrate a time I was vulnerable with you about my failed marriage. If you missed it, you can go back and listen to it on Podbean. Just search episode 365. You don't have to share personal stories all the time, but when you are vulnerable with others, they can better relate to you. The pitch challenge today, join me and be vulnerable with someone this week. I'm going to stand on a stage in front of a crowd of people I do not know and be vulnerable with a story that emotionally shakes me up. So it's extra risky to do this during my talk, but my point is, if I can muster up the courage to do it, then I know you can do it with one person in your life this week. It may be your boss, coworker, client, perhaps even your spouse, which may sound shocking to my non-married listeners, but it would amaze you how many married people are afraid to show vulnerability with their own partner. One word of caution on this challenge, I only want you showing vulnerability to safe people. If the person you have in mind is not safe or trustworthy, don't practice on him or her. Find a normal, balanced person and open up and share a vulnerable story about yourself. For example, I was out on a date with someone recently and he asked me what my worst date has been. Well, my worst date story is pretty embarrassing and shocking, but I told him anyway, and guess what? He told me his worst date story too, which helps give me a better insight to the person he really is. At work, some might think that you should never be vulnerable with a boss because it shows weakness. But as a boss, I can tell you that knowing my team members at a deeper level and understanding what's going on in their life, even if it's at a high level, gives me more empathy for them when they have an off day. Be brave and bring down that wall of vulnerability and show a piece of the real you so more people can relate to you.